HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Candidly Cline by Katherine Ormsby, performed by Lauren Ezzo. 1. People say Paris, France, is the most romantic city on earth. I wouldn't know. The farthest I've traveled from home is Ohio, for a school trip to the Cincinnati Zoo. I like to imagine Paris, though. I picture cobblestoned streets wet with April rain, almond-stuffed croissants that flake apart when they touch your tongue, and fireworks crackling over the River Seine. Paris is the perfect place to say I love you, or to kiss the person you've been crushing on for the very first time. Well, that's not Paris, Kentucky. Not even close. Here's what my town has in common with the City of Love. 1. It's named Paris. That's it. There aren't any Eiffel Towers here. No towers at all, unless you count the Shinner Building, which Ripley's Believe It or Not reports to be the tallest three-story structure on Earth. That's our claim to fame. Don't get me wrong, I'm not bad-mouthing my hometown. Our Paris possesses, as Graham would say, its own bundle of charms. We've got Main Street, for one thing, which looks real pretty in the springtime, when the planters are full of begonias and the midday sun shines down on the Kentucky Bank Rotunda. There's a big car dealership, which brings in folks from as far out as Lexington. There's a McDonald's, a Dairy Queen, and a Walmart. But the biggest deal of all, bigger even than the Shinner Building, is the Goldenrod Diner, where you'll find the best home-style meals in Bourbon County. That's where I am on Labor Day. My mama works the night shift on Mondays, even holidays. That means she's not home to fix her usual casserole supper, so Luann, the owner, lets me and Graham order free takeout. Graham's order is easy enough. She always gets the biscuits and gravy plate, with one side of sweet baby carrots and another of turnip greens. Me? I like to keep things interesting, so I order a new entree every week. Once I've made my way through the whole menu, I start over. Tonight, I'm getting the fried catfish with hush puppies and tartar sauce on the side. When I place my order, Delia Jones, my favorite waitress, tries to freak me out by saying catfish are bottom feeders and basically the rats of the sea. I say I don't mind, so long as they taste good. Delia replies that I would eat an actual rat if it was battered and fried, but she goes ahead and places the order. That's what I like about Delia. She knows how to joke around, but she's all business when it counts. My mama, Judy Alden, head waitress of the Goldenrod for going on 12 years, is all business all the time. I watch from my stool in the kitchen as she whips to and from the order counter, shouting stuff at Bill, the chef, that you'd need the waitress's dictionary to understand. I know the lingo because I basically grew up at the Goldenrod. When Mama puts in a stack of Vermont, that means an order of pancakes with syrup. When she hollers for a coffee blonde with sand, that means with cream and sugar. This is short order, aka diner secret code. My favorite code, which isn't so secret, is Arnold Palmer. That means half iced tea and half lemonade, and there's nothing better. I'm not allowed to order actual drinks any other time we go out. Sodas cost money, which we Aldens don't have. But Monday nights at the Goldenrod? That's different. Everyone here knows that Klein Louise Alden requires an Arnold Palmer with her meal. I'm slurping my blessed drink from a styrofoam cup, waiting for the catfish to finish frying, when it happens. The song on the radio changes, and a new one blasts out of the speakers. It's Born to Run by Emmylou Harris, who happens to be my singing hero. There's only one thing a body can do at a time like this. I put down my Arnold Palmer, get to my feet, and dance, belting every last word of the song. From the grill, Bill, a broad-shouldered, big-bellied white man, shouts, "Rock on, girl!" I give a salute and grab a chili-crusted ladle from the sink. This becomes my mic, and if I squint real hard into the fluorescence, I can imagine I'm not in Paris, but Nashville, singing my heart out at the Ryman Auditorium, home of the Grand Ole Opry. Delia swings into the kitchen, dirty dishes lined down her arms. She shoos me from her path, shouting, "Fire hazard! You'll..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?